Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
I wonder if those guys would sing that all day long if we let them.
Yeah, hey, they'll sing it, won't they? Having a good time doing it.
Handyman Show right here at Super Talk. My name is Buddy. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock making all sorts of noise. Buddy Slowick, and you're welcome to text and call anytime. Our text line is 601-879-4395, and our call-in line is 888-808-8637. Lance, on the other side of the glass. We're about to have us a good time, huh, Lance?
I breath stroked into the office this morning.
yeah, you could have.
Not my favorite way to go swimming, really? But I was trying to get a good workout in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the breath stroke
well,
works great.
I get up early, and I do my in study, and I feed the dogs, and I hook them up and let them out. And neither of those dogs go out in the rain. They'd stayed on the patio underneath the cover, and they wouldn't go in the rain this morning.
Yeah, my two, I kind of dozed off a little early yesterday trying to prep for a doubleheader of Ole Miss Mississippi State. And then I ended up waking up after both the games were over. So it was like I woke up at midnight, and I'm like, man, I missed everything. And it was Arkansas and LSU were going into the 10th inning. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll get at least watch three outs of baseball. So I watched the end of that one, and it started just – lightly, you know, raining. I was under the umbrellas in the back, and you know, it's beautiful. And then it start dripping little pin drops, and then a little bit heavier. And the dogs, it doesn't bother them when it's like that. And
right.
Finally, it gets into a full pour for an hour, two hours.
A hard pour.
And you know, both the dogs are sitting there curled up under me. You know, they're like looking at me like, why are we still out here? So I took them in, and they went and immediately piled up and have not gone outside since, I think. So,
well, my dogs. They'll go out in a little bit of a rain, but not in a downpour. No way, Mike. I'm not going out there. I'll hold it.
Yeah, the bird dog, now, he doesn't mind it as much if he's really got to go to the bathroom. But the female, the lab, she's like a camel. Yeah. She can go for a week if she thinks it's raining outside, and she doesn't really want to go. She won't. She'll just lay there and just, okay, I'll do this in a little bit.
I'm surprised that my golden retriever didn't want to go out in the rain because she doesn't care whether she gets wet and hangs out in ponds and whatever. So I'm surprised she didn't go for it.
Mine's a lab. She loves the water.
Yeah. Oh,
loves
yeah.
it, but just doesn't care for when it's raining. You know, it's just like the only thing I'm getting wet is my feet. I don't like that.
There you go.
You know, something about it. You know how they are, though.
Well, years ago, I think it was George Martin had created a recording studio under a volcano.
And, yeah, Montserrat.
In Montserrat. Well, we've done just the opposite here at Supertalk. We're on top of a volcano.
Yeah, they were under the volcano.
But we're on top of it. And we're broadcasting the top of a volcano.
It's just the volcano blows. Huh?
Let's see if he lasts as long as he did.
Jimmy Buffett. I love the volcano song. It's
yeah.
one of my favorites. But, yeah, George Martin, what a great Air Studios in Montserrat. Had some great acts there. Phil Collins, Jimmy Buffett. Even Duran Duran recorded a part of an album there before the quiet blew their mind and like, we got to get back to some noise.
Yeah, Sting went there.
Sting was there. Dire Straits.
Everybody's been there.
Great musicians came in and out of there. And then the volcano blew.
That's kind of like here. Everybody's been here.
Yeah. We get them all, baby.
Come on. All right. Handy Manager. Hey, coming up at 10:30, our second segment is going to have Josh Quick is going to be with us from Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. And during that time when we have him as a guest, we always get a lot of texts about questions about what crawl space is all about and maybe questions about. The problem is we're so busy talking to him and I don't have time to look at a lot of time at the text and don't get them out on time. So it would be a good idea if you have a question about any kind of crawl space situation whatsoever, encapsulation or questions you have, text them to us now at 601-879-4395, and we'll hang on to them until he gets here, and then we'll be able to ask him those questions. Looking forward to that segment as well. That'll be a good time. So,
Josh is always so informative and enthusiastic about the work they do, which I greatly appreciate. You don't see that in every provider, but the work that they do, it is a rough spot underneath the house.
Yes, sir.
And to go and do the kind of work that you'll see if you just go to their website and you're curious what it really looks like, Josh is extremely detail-oriented, and they have a wonderful website with before and after photos. We'll have a few of those that circle and cycle through, but it's nothing compared to what you will see there.
Exactly.
And it's a huge difference. I mean, and it's not just what it looks like. It's the total encapsulation of your underspace.
I guess what amazes me more than anything is Josh never seems to lose his energy. Where does that come from?
He's got the Karate Man in him.
You got to be tough,
and you got to have that energy to.
But he's got it, for sure.
He's got it.
Doesn't matter.
And a great guy, too, on top of it.
So we'll talk to him in a little while. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. So let's talk about some handyman stuff and find out what's going on. Well, time to remodel or build. Yeah, everybody wants to remodel or build. And I think the most important thing in doing any kind of remodeling project or building project is carefully try to decide what would be a timeless type material rather than something that's leans more towards fashion and would fit in today's scheme of things a little better than, you know, but timeless is going to be around. It's going to look good 10 years from now, whereas fashionable stuff may look great today. It may absolutely look great today, but, you know, in 10 years, it might be out of date. So, I think using stainless steel in kitchens particularly, and there's also all sorts of great subway tile is available. Subway tile in different colors and a little bit different oval shape. I mean, a shape to it where it's got a concave shape to it. It's a little bit different, and it's a lot better to build with. And it will look good in years to come because that's what subway tile does. It's been around forever, and it's going to be around forever, and it looks great. So if you're going to build or remodel, take some time and find out what's going on and what you exactly want to do. And just keep in mind, let's take a window, for instance, because I'm somewhat familiar with those. A window, there's a certain cost on it, and that's all there's going to be, regardless of who you buy, where you buy it, or that's the cost. There is the cost. X is the cost. Then there's the installation of. The installation of a window can vary so very much because contractors charge everything for installing windows, from the cost of installing the window to beyond, to way beyond, to cover all their insurance and all their, you know, and somewhat, in some degree, some companies do overcharge when doing replacement windows. So it's a great thought, a great idea. Always, you'll hear me every week say, get three quotes. Always get three quotes and look at what they're going to do and talk to the person who's going to actually do the actual work. Are they going to insulate it? Are they going to caulk it? Are they going to paint it? What type, you know, let's find out what the story is. Remember, when we're replacing windows, we're not just buying windows. We're also buying labor, and that's where your price can go crazy and vary so very, very much with foolish warranties a lot of times, payment plans that just are way overrated, and you pay way too much money for. It seems like at the time, hey, I get my windows and get the, I don't have to make $200 a month payment. Yeah, for 20 years.
Is there a trick for the do-it-yourselfer when it comes to windows, especially, not really doors, but if you say, hey, you know, I got seals that are going bad and the exterior, you know, laminate stuff, the little layering that comes on the outside of the window is starting to peel back, and, you know, instead of having it redone and all that, I just want to put some new windows in.
Yeah.
And as for the do-it-yourselfer that says, I know I can do that, I haven't done it, but is there any, you know, drawbacks or any pitfalls or any nuances that they would want to hear and go, okay, well, I need to know that before I dig into this thing.
Yeah, it's all replacing a window is somewhat tricky, and there can be some Murphy's Law can be hidden in there a pretty good bit. But the window that Lance just described sounds like a clad wood window, and the cladding is somewhat decaying, whether it's aluminum and or vinyl, and it's decaying and pulling off, and therefore the wood is decaying, and the window needs to be replaced. Well, the easiest way to do that is certainly to get a window that's going to be the right size. And how would you do that? Well, if it's a brick opening, what you'd measure is the actual brick opening. In other words, brick to brick, longitude and latitude, both up and down, horizontal and vertical. And once you have those dimensions, if you take those dimensions to your favorite window dealer and say, this is the size I need a window to fit, and then you explain to him what type of window you want, whether you're going to replace him with a... And again, the best dollar value today is a vinyl window with the high-end low-E glass and all the bells and whistles you can get on it. That's the best. But there are some subdivisions that require that you have clad wood windows in there, and that means a much more expensive window. But the good news is the cladding today is better, and the wood underneath is non-decay. So wood windows today, even though they're very, very expensive, they're very hard to, you know, quite a deal to replace them. But at any rate, first thing you do is you go to the inside of the window and cut the bead of caulking all around the casing and remove the interior casing. Then you see the frame of the window. The frame of the window is not the same as the rough opening. That's the hole in which the window fits. There's probably as much of an inch on each side of the window before the actual studs. What that's for is for leveling and squaring and plumbing the window. So it's important that you say to yourself, well, is this going to be undersized, so I'm going to get a bigger window? No. No. You'll put the same size window in that hole. And do-it-yourselfer can do this. The first window is going to be the hardest because there's a learning curve involved. You have to learn about how to take it out. And then you take it out from the outside. Again, you'd go outside, cut the bead on all of the caulking, and remove the window from the outside. At that point in time, you should have a pretty clean, rough opening, and your new window should slide in there pretty easily, and then it has to be squared and plumbed and work properly. And then it also has to be insulated between the rough opening and the window frame. Now, you certainly don't want to use regular spray foam to do that because it expands so much it may create where the window doesn't open anymore or actually bend the frame where the frame is no longer square or plumb. But they do make a window and door foam that doesn't expand so much, and it will actually do a great job in insulating that window. But that's so important, and that's what's not getting done in a lot of windows, or they're under-insulating that area with, like, fiberglass. Put a little bit up there and leave it alone. And just a little bit isn't going to do the trick. You need a little more than that. And then you put the whole thing, the window up, and you make sure that it's all caulked properly and primed everywhere. The primers that you get from the factory are just, I would say, okay. Sometimes it's not a bad idea to take a little bit of sandpaper and sand them slightly and then redo them again with some more primer, with a better grade primer, and then go ahead and paint them. But if you get a vinyl window, the painting, not part of the issue, just the trim and the window jams and whatnot. But yeah, a do-it-yourself can do that project, but having said that, it is going to be quite a chore. You better make sure you have all the tools that are necessary, and the time and the energy, and the patience, because you're going to need them. And I remember the first time I replaced a window, it was like rocket science to me. It's like, why do you do this? And now it's like, I look at windows and go, yeah, that's a piece of cake. We can do it. But that's the way it is. We get We get pretty busy. I've been quoting a lot lately. Pretty expensive windows, and strangely enough, getting very few quotes in as far as orders. And talking around to different vendors in the different facilities, whether it, you know, they're all saying the same thing. They're doing a lot of quoting and a little business, but they're doing enough business to stay afloat. And it's happening left and right all over the place. But,
well, I know the real estate market is picking up. As you know, I try to pay attention to some of those trends.
Sure.
From the sale and resale construction standpoint, it seems like the resale market is really picking up.
It is.
I know that you've seen quite a few new neighborhoods and new homes going up.
Right.
But as far as the existing home sales, seem to be picking up.
Yeah, beginning to happen. I think there was a new news special on the other night that somebody said, well, the interest rates are down like into the 6% area now, and people are so afraid to step out. But there are only so many homes out there, and as they're being taken, then there's going to be less and less and less. And as they get less and less, hey, we don't know what's going to happen. Is the interest going to go down? Is the interest going to go up? Jump at 6. Take it right now if you get a chance.
And you know, the existing homes, you can find some deals out there where, again, some of these projects that we talk about here, and like redecking, redoing your deck, as long as the bones are good, you can just go back in with new materials or windows and those things that you look at a home and you see. You know, the big ones are your HVAC, your roof, your plumbing systems. Those are much more expensive. But there are so many aesthetic things you can look at, too,
right,
that, you know, can make a huge difference in your home.
Yes, and the livability.
And the price at what you pay when you buy it. If you go in knowing what you've got in front of you, I guess that's kind of what I'm saying, is don't go in saying, I can do all this. What you want to do is be honest with yourself and know your prices and know, that's so important.
Two things that you said that are so important. One, the house has to have good bones to begin with. And the second is, know your limitations.
Things can get very pricey quick.
Yeah, know your limitations.
And to me, I've flipped a couple. I love doing that work, but it's not anything that I've tried to do in a very tight, constrained time period where supply and demand comes in, where, okay, well, we're short on these items, so you're going to have to pay more for them. But if you're doing things like that over time, if you're buying a home that you're going to live in for 7, 8 years or 5 years, you got time.
You got time.
Be patient. Look at things and gauge the best products and go with what the best is, because that's where you're going to get the best resale.
Right. And when you look at a project and you intend to do that project, check it out. Go to the internet and find out how somebody else may have done it. You'll get some good thoughts from it. Hey, coming up next, Josh Quick is going to be with us on the phone from Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, and we're going to talk about him in just a little while. You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
She can sail it through the alley. When up pops the wife, I said I can't fly. Nothing wrong with being friends, 'cause sometimes she lets me use the car.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog Jake Mangum. I travel a lot, but no place feels like home. Our houses and our cars are where we spend a lot of our time. That's why a home and auto insurance bundle from Farm Bureau makes so much sense. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
shake some of the rain off you, for sure. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy at the Build Mississippi Studios. Hey, on the phone, we've got Josh Quick. Josh, you with us?
I am with you, buddy. How we doing?
Man, couldn't be better if I wanted to. Let's say I was out playing in a puddle, playing in the rain somewhere.
It's a good day to be a duck, right?
Oh, man. It's a good day to stay at the house and be on a couch. But we're safe here in the studio. It's just a little rain. It's not going to hurt anything, except if you live in a house with a crawl space. Without crawl space encapsulation and the water is ponding under your house, then the rain's really a trouble.
Yes, it is, and I was. We were just talking before it came on air with Lance about our phone's going to be ringing off the hook this week after all of this rain. These are the things that kind of trigger people to need our services when crawl spaces start flooding, and not only that, the humidity is so high. Obviously, when it's raining outside, the humidity is skyrocketing. Right, it's
sure.
really high, and so that's causing. You know, it's 90 degrees and 100% humidity, so that means everything under your house is sweating. Ductworks are sweating, water pipes, floors, even your floors under your house will start sweating and dripping from condensation when you get high humidity like this. And so those are all the things that trigger the issues that crawl spaces, dirt, open crawl spaces cause in homes, and that's exactly what our system is designed to remedy.
Yeah, and you and I have worked really hard, and you have worked really hard in making it known how important it is to encapsulate a crawl space, and yet there are many people who don't realize that because their crawl space is not encapsulated, that it's actually affecting the quality of their living envelope through moisture, through whatever, mildew, whatever. Encapsulating can really improve the quality of your life and the energy efficiency of your home.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize just how negatively the crawl space affects an open, dirt, vented crawl space,
yeah.
How negatively that affects your living space, because they automatically assume that it's outside,
right?
Because it's not in their living room, they assume that it's outside, and my house is designed to keep outside.
Yeah, right.
Except it's not. And so all of that nasty stuff that's mold, mildew, wet, damp, nasty air that's in your crawl space, 80% of that is what's in your living room, what you're breathing in your living room, what your children are breathing at night in their bedroom as they sleep.
You're right.
80% of that air is coming from your crawl space.
Well, that's amazing. It just blows you away. People, we have houses that are protected. The roof is protected. The sidewalls are protected. The doors and windows are all protected. But underneath our house where the rafters are, when we live on a crawl space convention, that area is not weatherproofed, and that's why there's so much problems with crawl space foundations.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And because we don't see it every day, we tend to neglect the things that aren't right in our face. And so the crawl space is the number one thing on a conventional foundation home that gets neglected, and mainly back to your original point, it's because the public is uneducated.
Right.
We have conditioned ourselves to treat crawl spaces in a way over the years because that's just the way we've always done it. And we have found out in the last 20 years or so that we've been doing it wrong. And so now we have a system and a way that we can go about treating crawl spaces so that they don't have negative effects on our home and we can live in a clean, safe environment without jeopardizing our health and wellness.
The problem is we have to get past the people who think that encapsulation is like snake oil.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're going,
you nailed it. Everybody thinks that we're trying, that it's a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly.
Come in and trick them or something. And it is far from it.
Far from it. A lot of research, not only Josh, but so many companies have done research as to why this should be. And yet it's so imprinted in some people's mind that a crawl space is supposed to be open and breathe properly. And that's the biggest problem, education. But this research has proven that encapsulation really does help in almost, not almost every situation, I would say in every situation.
Yeah, and it's researched by the naysayers, too. It's not just guys like me who have crawlspace businesses. These are people that have absolutely, you know, no gains to be made whatsoever. They're out trying to find solutions for homeowners, yeah. And it has been proven time and time again, scientifically proven, every way you can imagine of the benefits of a encapsulated crawl space versus a vented crawl space.
Yeah.
The argument that can be made is, well, what if we live in an area where there's no humidity, right? And I always say, if you have a conventional foundation home in Minnesota,
uh-huh.
you could argue with me that you may or may not need an encapsulation. That's why I don't have a business in Minnesota. In Mississippi, there is no argument. There is no example of a conventional foundation home with a crawl space that doesn't need an encapsulation.
Right.
We just live in an environment where we're moisture rich, the humidity is always high. And our crawl spaces in Mississippi all need to be encapsulated.
All,
if not now, it's just a matter of time.
It's a matter of time. And I hope that some people are watching our streaming, because we're showing a lot of your crawl space work and a lot of things, how crawl space gets encapsulated and what they look like when they're finished, what they look like beforehand. And there's a lot of great pictures that we're showing on the streaming effect people can get a look at right now. And then, not only that, they can go to your website and really find out some great information.
Lots of information on our website, for sure. We do a really good job. My marketing team does a great job of posting before and after pictures. We have a social media page that we post weekly updates of different jobs that we're doing every week. Our production team gets before and after pictures of every job, and we like to put those side by side so that you can compare and see the difference before and after. What a difference encapsulation makes.
I've run into some people and some builders who believe that they encapsulate halfway, if you will, or even less than that, by thinking a 6 mil poly on the ground and maybe put some stoppers in your vents, and you're going to have an encapsulated foundation. And there's just more to it than that.
Yes, there's way more to it. The number one thing that we see, I see this more than anything else, is Visqueen, just 6 mil poly Visqueen on the ground, and then they buy these automated vent fans that turn on and off by themselves, and they measure the humidity, and they blow air out of the crawl space sometimes, and then they suck air into the crawl space sometimes. And I have taken out so many of those vent fans because floors are rotten, and mold and mildew has completely covered the underside of the subfloor with those vent fans running. The very thing that the fans are designed to stop is what it creates.
Right.
A lot of people just have a contractor that comes in and says, oh, I've seen these before, let's try this. And they stick them in there. They pay a few $1,000 because that's the cheap way out, and they can save some money, and it makes their problem worse. And then they call us. We used to collect those vent fans. We kind of had a little fun game going in our shop to see how many we could collect. But I see that more than anything else, and it's just from a lack of education. People just don't know, and they trust the advice of their contractors or right. their home inspector or their bug man. The termite guy comes in and says, I saw a house with this in it. You should try that.
Yeah.
It ends up doing way more damage than it does helping.
Yeah, in that situation, a crawl space situation, it's not a do-it-yourself kind of thing. I really do believe that you should take the time and call Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Josh, give me that number.
Yeah, our phone number is 601-898-0891, and our website is mscrawlspace.com, MS like Mid-South, mscrawlspace.com.
Okay, yeah, because there's some real good information on there. Let's see what's happening here on the web. Okay, he's talking about regular insulation upstairs. Not going to worry about it right now. We'll talk about it a little bit.
Our number one most visited page on our website is the Meet the Team page.
Yeah.
But you can go there and see all of our employees, get a little bio about them, learn a little bit about us. And if we've scheduled someone from our sales department to come out and do an inspection of your home, You can find out who's coming, see a picture of them, get some info. We're also going to put that same bio in a pre-mailer that we're going to mail to your house before we come, just so that you know who's coming before we show up.
That's a super good idea. I mean, not a lot of companies don't do that, as a matter of fact, but to kind of inform people of who's going to be there and what they're all about can make people a little more comfortable with somebody coming to give them a quote.
Yeah, we try really hard to educate our customers as much as possible. And so if we have a two-hour or a three-hour window scheduled at your house, we want to make the most of that time.
Right.
So we're going to send you some information. You can be familiar with what we do and be prepared to ask some questions when we get there so that we can make sure we get those answered for you.
Yeah, you know, that's so important. And then not only do you work hard at trying to educate your customers, but your staff is so well educated. You do so much in-house training and national training and just all the training that's necessary. And you're up to date on crawl space conventions, foundations, and how they should be handled.
Absolutely. We spend quite a bit of money training our people every year. And it's very important to me that we not show up and not know what to do.
Yeah.
So I invest in training. We do in-house training. Like you said, we travel to our dealers that we buy product from. They provide training on how to install products and systems.
Sure.
We send groups to those trainings every year to make sure that we're up to date and we know all of the things that that need to be known about doing what we do.
Well, people just need to really start thinking about this seriously because it can really make a difference in your HVAC unit, whether it's heating or cooling or whatever, and it can really make a difference in the quality of your lifestyle in the house, including your young children can really breathe better. It's just a better system. It's just a better system.
If your kid's suffering from asthma, this is hands down the best thing that you could do for the well-being of your children is at least just look into encapsulating. If you have a conventional foundation and you have kids with asthma, I cannot stress enough how much of a difference this will make in their ability to breathe freely. It is a game changer for asthma people.
Yeah, and all those people who live with wood floors that somehow every year tend to buckle. The solution there as well.
Buckling hardwood floors is not because your hardwood floor guy did it wrong. It is because you got moisture underneath your house and those wood floors are absorbing that moisture and expanding. So don't call the floor guy. Call us. Let us come out. We can dry the floors out, get rid of the moisture. Our system will keep it from ever coming back again, and you won't have to have your floors replaced.
Yeah, and floors can get expensive when you start replacing floors. And
after about the third time, they're really expensive.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they did say, I've replaced my floor three times. And I finally got to talk to him about encapsulation. He said, huh? But after he said, he started listening. We spent a long time talking about it, and I gave him your number and what name and whatnot. But I said, this is probably the most important thing that you've talked about all day long. And he said, what? I said, yeah. I said, you probably talk to a lot of people throughout the day, but how many people have actually explained to you encapsulation and how important it is to your lifestyle and the lifestyle of your family? And he said, wow. I'm sure.
It definitely is an important topic, and we try hard. And, buddy, I thank you guys for all that you do for us. I'm just trying to spread the word. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, we are experts in crawl spaces. We handle all kinds of foundation repair. And don't forget, we do concrete lifting and leveling, too. So if your sidewalks, driveways, patios, your pool decks, you're trying to get them ready for the summertime, if you've got uneven slabs or anything, call us. We can come out and correct those issues as well.
Josh Quick, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, we thank you very much for taking time on this rainy Saturday morning. Hey, go hit the couch, man.
All right, buddy. Lance, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you.
Have a great day. Appreciate you. All right, Super Talk, Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away. Irresistible. Simply.
this weekend as we celebrate our mothers, make them feel as special as they are. Take them for a delicious meal of catfish. Fried, grilled, broiled, it's all the best. U.S. farm-raised catfish. Visit uscatfish.com for a list of restaurants on the Catfish Trail and, of course, for wonderful recipes for catfish dishes. Love your mother. Love catfish. Happy Mother's Day from your friends at the Catfish Institute.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, The Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
We've sent that.
I gotta tell you, that is so much fun. I sit at home at night, and sometimes I'll pull out my electric and start doing some just. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to do that stuff. Just jam around and have.
Yeah, just go out into outer space somewhere and
just play. Just have turn the volume up sometimes real loud.
And the dog starts going. Oh!
By the time I put the guitar down, I feel so good. Like. Free.
Floating on a cloud.
I'm free. That's good. Oh, well, I can't help being a music freak that I am. All right. I was at a hardware store yesterday.
What?
A Revel hardware store. I was buying some material. There was a customer there who we got talking, he and I, and I saw that he was buying a real high-end garden sprayer, one of those real high-end garden sprayers. And he was said that I am so tired of every year having to buy a new garden sprayer because they all always break, and I always buy the cheapo ones, and I'm tired of that. I want to get a good one that's going to last. And that's exactly what he did. And I said, you know, I did the same about 4 or 5 years ago with lawnmowers. I got tired of buying those throwaway lawnmowers you use 1 or 2 years, and all of a sudden they don't work anymore. So I bought a real good lawnmower, and it's been working really well. So I think it's worth the money to get quality equipment.
I'm telling you, that Husqvarna little plastic hand sprayer, I spent $25 on 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
If you find the Husqvarna one, it's lasted longer than every other one I've ever had. And I was going through one a season, two maybe.
Yeah.
It's like, you just say, I'm not messing with this. I go get another one.
Well, Husqvarna's are good stuff because that's what my lawnmower is.
Yeah, Husqvarna, but I mean, I always thought they were, you know, lawnmowers and things like that. But the little hand sprayer, best one I've ever had.
Yeah, and you've got to have a good one. Or
cause I can count on it.
Yeah, you can. You know, it's terrible to think that, well, it's time. I'm going to clean the house in the garden sprayer, and you go out and spray, and it doesn't work. And you have to go buy a new one.
And it's, I've run about everything through it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, any, you know, all kinds of different, I would say, thickness of things, and yep. I got to swear by that one. And I know it, people be like, "What?" But yeah.
What happens to the little ones is that you'll use a bleach solution of some sort, whether it's at the TSP or something else, and it's not rinsed thoroughly towards the end, and the bleach will actually solidify in the tip, and it makes it really hard to work at that point in time.
What's the best solution to soak those in, the tips and the attachment?
When I put a solution in mind to actually clean the house, when I empty it, I empty the solution totally out and rinse the inside of the sprayer out with a hose as best I can, and then once I get clean water, I'll actually, you can unscrew the actual top where the sprayer, and then there's three or four little nozzles that the water comes out, and that's what gets clogged. And I just sit them in and soak them in some water for a while. And
that's what that's kind of what I do.
Yeah,
kind of. Like, with that Husqvarna one, I hadn't had to really worry about it too much, but I'll soak them here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been great, and like you said, it's one of those things that when you go grab it and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, that's two extra hours of my day right there.
That kind of holds true with almost every type product that you buy that would be like a tool or a hand-use type product. don't go to the cheapo all the time, because you could end up, if you're going to be using it and reusing it and reusing it, you're not going to gain anything by buying the cheapo. You're going to end up spending more towards the end. The cheapo's no way to go. And that is just the truth. But at any rate, he got a good sprayer, and I was glad that he did.
Hey, we always talk about Ace over here in the Power Center and the Madison and Rankin, but I had to go down 49 the other day, and I forget about the one on 49. That's a nice one over there, too. Now that you actually can drive on 49, you can see everything. And I don't know how many times I've passed Ace right there with all the traffic and the stanchions and road stuff. And I came back through, and it's so wide open now.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that thing's shining like a sore thumb over there. I didn't even know it was sitting there. I was wondering where it was on 49, but now you can see. So, I mean, I'm impressed with the 20 years it took to actually get that done, but it is very nice. And I'm kidding around with our transportation guys, but no, that's what they've done through that corridor is great, because there's so many businesses through there that are mom and pop businesses or locally owned. 49 is one of those, especially 49 south and north, south of town. Not the 49 north up going to Yazoo City, you know, but if you're going north on 49 coming from the south, and going south, there's so many businesses through there. Richland and Florence, I mean, they're just great little towns.
They are.
But again, now that the road is so much easier to get in, you don't go, well, I don't want to go down 49.
Yeah, you can actually.
It's got to be great for business through
there. You can actually get there now.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be helping business a ton. Being able to get there, because there are so many, like I go out to Miller Lumber and places like that, that I would avoid you know, going down 49 any way I could.
Yeah.
And now it's like, man, that's a hop, skip, and jump over there.
That's nothing to it. I was on Highway 80 the other day going, heading into Jackson, and my intention was to take Gallatin out to I-55. And I find out that the bridge between Jackson and Pearl
is off.
Is shut down. Highway 80 is basically closed.
Shut that down. That stretch is, shut off.
So I went to find the way around and got lost. I had to go back up. I went back and got back on the interstate.
There's only one real way right there is to go over 80 or the interstate.
I went back to the interstate and went the way I said, I know this way. It's a little longer, but I can get there.
You can go through Jackson State and all that, too. I've cut through there a good bit. Yeah. I've done a couple ride-alongs. And that area is really, you know, it's cleaned up.
Yep.
Back in the old days, back in like the 80s and 90s, there's like tire shops and all kind of stuff.
Sure.
That spot between the tracks and Jackson State now. It's a lot of green area that's really, really pretty. And you can cut through there and make your way out through Westland Plaza area through there. Yep. And then you pop up at Ellis. And every now and again, I'll do that just to see if they're picking up and cleaning up, you know, down 80, because 80 is, again, one of those thoroughfares that is a lifeblood of going through certain areas of Jackson. And it's just fallen on harder times, but it's still a really cool area.
I don't think it's called Ellis Avenue anymore.
What's it called? Well, no, that's Bobby Rush Boulevard.
There you go.
Once you get to, they don't have that on the interstate, though. It's still the Ellis exit.
Right.
But you go down and Bobby Rush. I go up and down Bobby Rush Boulevard, so when I text him, I'll say, I'm on your boulevard. I'm on your road,
I'm
man.
I'm on your road, yeah, baby.
Looking good over here.
He said, have you hugged your mama today?
Exactly. I do hug your mama. And don't forget, tomorrow's Mother's Day.
That's right. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. So for those of you, respect your mom. Get your mom a great gift and honor her totally, because she gave her all for you. Whoever you are.
Yeah, wherever you and whoever you are. There's a mama somewhere.
Answering some texts that come in. One was fiberglass insulation in the attic is almost half of what it should be. When I get back to the recommended depth, will it make a difference in my air conditioning and heating downstairs? Yes, it will. And R38 is what is recommended for that particular ceiling work. And it will. A lot of times, attic insulation may actually be the right size when it's put in, but it shrinks with fiberglass particularly. And as it shrinks, it doesn't do the job quite as well. And therefore, it needs to be refreshed or topped with other type of insulation. Any insulation at all will do, whether you use spray foam or cellulose or you use more fiberglass, whatever. Putting more insulation up in your attic is definitely going to help you a great deal. So that answers that question. And the other text is about, did we finally get an answer from people with solar panels on their room, house, what they think? Nobody's texted us and told us about that, sir, so maybe we'll find out before it's over with. Short break coming up. You're going to listen to some Fox National News and local news coming your way. And after that, we're going to do a music segment. My name is Buddy Slaughter, Mississippi's handyman, right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Don't go away.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties. If it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Think for a moment.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Whoa! Got enough, Doctor. Well, it's time to dissect that intro. What does he mean by both? I'm going to listen to the intro and try to get that thing figured out.
That's your intro.
Well, I didn't create it, though.
You just okayed it.
I know a whole bunch of people who did.
Yeah, they did a great job.
They did a good job. And I don't think, well, maybe one of
them. My favorite, honestly, is the out. Anytime you're talking about going to get some clam chowder.
Oh, bye-bye. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite
well,
movies.
Well, actually, so. I play the guitar on that lick, that thing towards the end is my music myself.
I thought had you involved in it.
It is. Too. I do all the music on this kind of, my guitar and in the studio. It was fun to do. But, the out is kind of, all right, we're going to do some music here. Ricky Lee Jones is going to talk about it first, and she made the mainstream back in the 70s with a song called Chucky's in Love. In 1979, she had a major hit with Chucky's in Love. And since then, she's done hanging around, playing festivals, did 15 albums, had been working for like 5 decades. Great style. Different than a lot of people and really worth listening to. A great listen. She has a great voice and really knows how to, I don't know, catch your attention. So let's skip a little listen to Ricky Jones doing Youngblood from one of her albums. worth listening to all the time. I've never gotten old listening to her. I've got a couple of albums, and I do listen from time to time to Ricky Lee Jones. Coming up later in the music segment, we're going to play an artist that is, talk about great rainy day music, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but Diana Krall is who I'm talking about, and we'll talk about that a little later. That's coming up in the future, but two or three songs away. Right now, we're going to talk a little bit about ZZ Top, huh? Yeah, well, ZZ Top, originally Billy Gibbons, Frank Beard, and Dusty Hill, and, well, Hill died in about 71, and his longtime guitar tech took over playing bass, and they kept on. ZZ Top is like indestructible. But I remember back in the 70s, I was gigging at the time, and we were gigging six nights a week, and all of my day friends were going to the ZZ Top concert, and were just so excited, and I had to play that night somewhere else, so I couldn't go. But that concert affected more people in the city of Jackson than I can think of any. I mean, people came away and talked about it for weeks about how great it really was. And I think that still happens in ZZ Top shows. People just go, wow, they're just amazing. Do the little group that they are, they really really make some noise for a trio. Yeah,
I love the overdrive guitar.
Oh, man.
They mastered it.
They've developed a sound of their own, and the sound is definitely Texas, and it comes from right from their hearts and their souls, and you can feel it every time. So let's listen to ZZ Top doing Sharp Dressed Man. Oh, I like it. Oh, right. It's just worth listening to for sure. In 78, they kind of stopped touring a little bit and took a little time off to deal with some personal problems like addiction, heroin, and just, you know, anything you can think of. They did take some time off and get straight, and they did get straight. And when they did, they came out again, and hey, really turned into something. They really are something special, ZZ Top. As a matter of fact, I think 1,000 years from now, people will still remember ZZ Top, for sure. Next artist we're going to talk about is Tommy Bolin. Tommy Bolin's got quite a history when you start looking at some of the things he did. Like he was in his first group was Zephyr, and then he was in the James Gang for a long time. And then he was in Deep Purple for a long time. And then, of course, his solo career. But great, great artist. Does a song called Bustin' Out for Rosie, Tommy Bolin. And he really is, has taken care of, you know, really, really tried hard to take care of himself and done pretty well. But like a lot of musicians, he gets in a lot of trouble. And he was one time playing down in Miami, and one of the newscasters from Miami, who was a friend of his who worked for the Miami paper down there, said to him, hey, Tommy, take care of yourself, okay? And that was about an hour later, Tommy OD'd on heroin and cocaine and barbiturates and alcohol. And that's Tommy Bolin's story, and kind of sad, because a great, great guitar player, great player. Let's listen to a little bit to Tommy Bolin doing Busting Out for Rosie.
I'm busting out for Rosie, 'cause she told me I'm her boy. Yeah, I'm feeling crisp and toasted, and my soul is jumping for joy. Don't ask me why I am here. I'd rather have trouble than fear. Pretty and sassy, slipping and sliding down the lane. With my Rosie waiting for daddy, and she's standing out in the rain.
Don't ask me why I am here. I'd rather have trouble than fear.
Yeah, I like it. Tommy Bolin, good job, man. I enjoyed listening to him a great deal. Imagine he played with the James Gang and Joe Walsh and learned from them, and then was a guitar player for Deep Purple. That's incredible. That's incredible stuff that he was a guitar player for Deep Purple. But it's sad that we lost an artist like Tommy Bolin. All right, got to move on and talk a little bit about Diana Krall. Diana Krall is different. She's like a jazz musician and does copies of a lot of great songs. And we're going to do California Dreaming here in just a minute. But she's a Canadian and actually studied at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, which is pretty well known as a music place to go and learn how to do music properly. And she just... there's nothing like a day like today to put on a Diana Krall album kind of softly and just listen to the whole thing. And I'm telling you, it's just, there's peace to be had in doing that where you can't get it anywhere else. I love listening to the way she goes about things and the way she plays the piano and the way, never overstates anything, always understated. A great artist, but a lot of times you just hear her and her piano on the recordings. And then she has a little combo that works with her, but it's always, always good stuff. So let's listen to Diana Krall doing a little bit of California Dreaming.
Stepped into a church and passed along the way. Got down on my knees and I pretend to pray. You know the preacher likes to go. He knows I'm gonna stay. California dreaming,
California dreaming.
On such a winter's day.
The sky is gray.
If I didn't tell him, I could leave today. California dreaming, on such a winter's day.
Such a great song. That song was written by John from The Mamas and the Papas. I can't call his last name right now. What, did you do it? You can't call it.
I can't think of his last name.
But at any rate, he wrote it. And it was a song that was written when people were still moving to California and wanted to go there because it was such a great place.
All those folks are moving to Texas now.
Need I say more? I think I said enough. Yeah. You can figure the rest out yourself. But it's still, regardless, great song, California Dreaming. It really is. Hey, we're going to take this thing home in a little while with a group called The Meters. Oh, by the way, one other thing about Dinah Crawley you should know. She's been married to Elvis Costello since 2002.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. that's like 100 years in a celebrity relationship between two singers.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Man, what a strange couple. But
you can't. I mean, she's blonde-headed.
Yeah,
and he's
Elvis Costello.
He's Elvis Costello. That's, and I mean, they don't look like they would mix up. But hey, you know.
No, there's no questioning when there's a crowd out there, and Elvis is in it. You can see him.
Oh yeah, you know who he is.
Like a beacon. Shining.
She would kind of blend in, though.
Yeah, she would blend in.
I don't mean that in a bad way. She, beautiful woman, but yeah, she doesn't have that Elvis Costello, Roy Orbison kind of look to you.
I wonder if they have any kids. I didn't check that out.
Unique.
Well, Nana, we're done picking on you now. All right, talking about the Meters. The Meters are a big New Orleans staple. They've been around for years and years. Never really have been mainstream, but when you talk about Cajun and New Orleans and Louisiana and the South, they just really have. They're here. This is home for them, and people know who they are. And they mixed up a lot with the Neville brothers. As a matter of fact, the Meters were started by one of the Neville brothers. Aaron Neville was started the original Meters, and he was joined later by his brother Cecil, I think.
I don't know. There's a bunch of Nevilles, and they're all amazing.
And they flipped and flopped and went back and forth and changed from the Neville brothers to the Neville brothers to
Good with the R&B, and then so that gives him another genre to play in, and a little funky and a really New Orleans feel to it. So I always love the Meters.
And they're a major hit too.
Huge
hit. I can't call it right now, but also he did a duet with Linda Ronstadt not too long ago, which
you just chilling.
It was just
chilling.
Beautiful stuff. It was really beautiful stuff.
But. And he's such a voice. I mean, you can feel it coming from the heart
when he
sings. And that's what really, those types of musicians really get me, whether they're playing it from the heart or singing it. You can tell.
When you can feel it, when you can feel that passion coming through the speakers, through the paper speaker, is good stuff, man. It's nothing like
Aaron Neville, though. Give me a break.
Yeah, a great, great voice. But that's the way the Meters are. They're just like so passionate. But let's listen to the Meters do Sissy Strut. Meters.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm. Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi. And watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
Green Day, man. I love their version of that. Right. Billy Joe, man. What a dude. They're an underrated band to me. I know they sandwiched a lot of their success in a certain time period.
Right.
But, man, they're still hits.
You know, when they first came out and first did a little bit, I was okay with them. But nowadays, I've begun to really enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah, they're such a good band. And really, again, one of those like ZZ Tops. You put out a lot of sound for a few dudes.
Right.
And then one thing before we go further, I had to regress. If we're talking about celebrity couples, the oddest pairing ever, ever, and there's been some weird ones, brother.
All right, now you be careful.
Yeah, there's been some weird ones, was Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett.
Well, I got to go with an A on that one.
I thought about that while I was taking my breath. I said there can't be a stranger pairing. Oh, and there's some weird ones.
Somebody explain that to me.
Yeah, there are some bad celebrity. You know. Like Michael Jackson and Priscilla, what was it, Presley? Lisa Marie or whatever. Like, that was strange, but at least there was a music kind of connection.
Made
there.
Some kind of sense.
Yeah, I mean, like, how did those, how did you get even introduced if you're Lyle Lovett to Julia Roberts? You're like, hey, put a bag on your head before I introduce you to this lady.
Lyle Lovett must be a really super nice person.
He's got to be a great guy.
He's got to be a great
voice singer. I mean, a musician, but how does that...
And close to the ugliest man.
Oh, man, yeah. And again, not being critical or being observant.
Really, not at all. Oh, and one other thing, while we're talking about we're regressing, I want to talk a little bit about I Fought the Law and the Law 1 was done by Bobby Fuller 4. And when they were on tour in the 70s, we warmed up for them one time in New Hampshire because they were on the tour promoting that song, I Fought the Law and the Law Won. And
that been covered by, goodness gracious.
Yeah, that was a cover. I Fought, and he wrote a great song and met him and got to know the Fullers very well. We talked to him after they went back to California. And it wasn't too much later that Bobby was found dead in an automobile under... mysterious circumstances, and still those circumstances are mysterious today. But no longer does Bobby Fuller exist. At any rate, that's the end of that story. All right, let's go on and talk about some handyman stuff like we should be doing. And we will. They make ground anchors for things like sheds and smaller buildings to keep the wind from blowing them over, because when we get strong winds, a lot of times a lot of sheds will blow over, a lot of she sheds and a lot of maybe smaller houses even. They all can be ground anchored with different type anchor bolts. They make anchor bolts for those types that are like some are 18 inches deep and some are 30 inches deep. And they really can secure a building to the ground so that it's not bothered as much by the wind. So I think they're a good thing to look into and a good thing that we should be aware of. And they even use that type of situation on mobile homes. But and look into it. I think you can find out more about it there. But that's ground anchors are very, very important. Hey, let me take a minute to tell you about Revel Ace Hardware. You know, we talked a little bit about them, and they're such a great store. They have stores all over the central Mississippi, down south and up north, and just everywhere in Pearl. And you name it, Revel is there, and they've got the material you'll need. Any kind of hardware item that you're ever looking for, you can find at Revel Ace Hardware. And you go in there and you talk to them, and service what they do, and do it so well. And then their Power Equipment Center, next to their Revel Hardware store in Pearl, their Power Equipment Center is equipped with tons and tons of Gravely zero-turn mowers and Skag zero-turn mowers. And just you name the brand, and they probably, if it's a quality, they have it. They have nothing but quality products in stock and will help you any way they can. Many stores here in the central Mississippi area and open at 7 o'clock every morning, most days till 6, and sometimes on Saturdays. Some of their stores open a little bit later because they get busy, and they stay busy. But Revel Ace Hardware, good company, good people. Proud to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show. Hope you go see some people at Revel Ace very soon. All right. Laminate wood on MDF. Well, nowadays they're making laminate wood, or they have for years, making laminate wood and making the laminate out of really birch or out of some kind of hardwood, maple. You can get laminates in just about any type of wood at all. And if it's adhered properly to like an MDF, like let's take a speaker box, for example. They make speaker boxes, the same type of speaker box they'll make in a solid walnut box, but they'll also make it with a MDF box that's been laminated with walnut stripping on it. And it looks just like the other one, but it's not solid walnut. But the laminates work pretty well, and there's a place in the on this earth for them. And you'll find it a lot on the doors, your exterior doors on the front of your house are probably laminate. They're not solid. They're probably laminate doors, and they're not filled with MDF. Some doors do have MDF in the center. Mostly that would be a solid core birch door or a solid core Luan door. But most of the doors are core lumber doors, and the core is a lumber, really thin piece of lumber, all running in different directions so that it keeps it from warping. And then they laminate it with some type of hardwood to give it that laminate hardwood finish. And that's why a lot of times when people go to finish their front door, which is a natural finish and a natural color with like spar varnish, they'll be sanding it, and all of a sudden they'll sand down to what? This wood doesn't look the same as the wood on the door. Well, what they've done is they've cut through the veneer, which is very thin, by the way, and gotten to the actual core of the wood. And then you're not going to be able to stain it to look like it did originally. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And that's why I've been recommending for the last month or so or 2 months that paint is a better use outside on exterior doors than wood, than staining. And I've talked about that a great deal. And so I won't expand that a whole lot more. But, hey, look into it anyway. Check it out. Well, when I was at the store the other day, I bought a great DeWalt tool and felt like, wow, I took it home and got done using it and went, now what? I didn't have a place to put it. And you know why? Because my storage room is such a mess. It inspired me to clean out my storage room and organize it so that all my power tools have a place where they belong. And I have the room to do that, and I have not done that yet. But because I have bought this new tool, I'm going to spend some time and do that. Get out there and clean and organize and make that thing where, I mean, I have all these great power tools, but sometimes they're in different places, and that's not the way I should run my life at all. It's not the way I did when I was in business. It's not the way I should do it when I'm not doing business for other people. I should be more organized at home.
You and me both.
Yeah. It's strange how we can organize anything at work.
Well, you get organized, then you get disorganized when you use everything. You're tired, you're ready to go, and you put it over here and set it back where it goes, and then you go, I gotta go organize again.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Yeah, you and me. That's the way life is. Oh well. But anyway, I was real proud of my DeWalt tool. It was a string trimmer, a weed whacker, or a battery operated. Wow, I'm telling you.
Love mine.
Monster. Who is it? Will has a DeWalt 60-volt weed whacker. He says it will cut down his house if he wants it to.
I've got the 80-volt little the mower, but the 40-volt weed eater, and for what I need it for. You know, if you're doing more than just normal size neighborhood lights.
Yeah,
I'd go up a little bit, not because you need it, just because it's the extra time you have,
right?
Where you don't have to start shifting batteries. That 80 volt, though, if you're not wide open on it, it's going to last a long time.
Yeah,
the 40 lasts all I need, and the mower uses 240 volts, so it runs on 80.
Wow!
And boy, you talking about cutting through some stuff.
Wow!
The 80 volt works good. It's two batteries. It's an Atlas.
What is the brand?
Atlas, and I got it over at Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
And a good product. I've used it a good bit already. Bags it well, and variable speed, brushless. They're coming out with some great products. And, you've got five or six competitors out there that seem to have very pari passu type of products where they're very equal.
Right.
You can find – it's harder to find the 80-volt mower.
Right.
Most of them are 40 to 60. But, yeah, you can find the 80. And, you get longer run time and a little more power. If you're doing something a little bit bigger, I would recommend looking at it.
It's always when you're out buying a battery operated tool, it's good to find out from whoever you're buying it from what type of battery, what size. But they make different size batteries, and
Ryobi has a bunch of you got the 20s, the 40s, the 60s, and depending on the size of the project you're using, you can save some money going with a cheap one, but you don't get near as much runtime out of it.
Exactly.
So if you're not using it for much, you don't want to have to spend $190, $200 on a 40 or 60 or an 80 when maybe all you need is a little 20 for that project.
Really?
So you're finding those.
The battery's going to be the most expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, now this device is a metal deck with your plastics and everything, like all of them are made.
Sure.
But it's got a lot of metal to it. And then I bought the Atlas string trimmer that came, it was not necessarily come with it, but I already got the battery. I'll go with it. It wasn't expensive, and I've been extremely impressed with its torque.
Well,
I'm getting through, and I've had some pretty high ryegrass that I'll kind of let it grow and then cut it. And
We have a TV running on in here, and I have it on from time to time, just watching whatever. And during one of our breaks, a commercial came on the TV that was showing a grill cleaning, a robo.
Yeah, I saw that. Robot
grill cleaner. Yeah. You put it on the grill and you push a button and close it. And it cleans the grill off.
I'm not sure how good any of these things work, but they're coming out with some really interesting products.
Two questions I have. Does it have wire brushing? I would think
it's
not.
It's probably got some kind of
fiberglass or something.
I'm thinking it may have a couple of spinning wheels or something on it that keep it attached. And I don't know how it works, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't dug into that one yet because if I grilled all the time, you just put it on there when you're done, let it clean it up for you.
Well, I used to grill all the time, and then they stopped grilling because of the cleanup. They don't want to clean the grill all the time. Have one of those to do the trick.
Yeah. They're coming up with some interesting products. I'm curious if most all of them work.
Yeah,
if anybody has that device, let us know.
Yeah.
I'd love your review on it.
Really? We'd like to hear about that for sure.
I got a couple friends that I could say, hey, have you seen what? They'd order it right now if they knew it worked.
And people should know that broken glass on windows, a lot of people think at this point in time you need to replace your window. And if you just have broken glass, it can be replaced with the same type of glass that's in there, whether it's low-E glass or a particular kind of grill. Any good glass company can really help a whole lot in replacing that. And a company who specializes in that is Clarity Glass, and I'm not in the business of promoting them, but they do a good job, and I think they deserve a little promotion. Clarity Glass, they do a great job in any sort of glass replacement, whether doors or windows, and it will be done on site at your house. You won't have to go anywhere. They'll come. They'll do a great job. They do a great cleanup, and you won't even hardly know they're there. So broken glass, you don't need to replace your windows. You need to just change your glass. And keep in mind, there's an awful lot of different type of glass out there today. So make sure you get that just about right. Well, I was looking at a video that I used to do a lot of videos and run them once a week on Super Talk. Don't ask me why, but I don't do that anymore. But at any rate, I had one come up on my computer that I showed. It was 6 years old, so I ran it again and sent it out to some friends and whatnot. But it was talking about the use of Phillips head screws and screwdrivers, power screwdrivers. And the video was quite simple, simply how to use a power screwdriver. Well, what you don't do is attach it to the Phillips head, put it down there, and pull full power all the way up, because it's not going to work. Full power is not the way you start. Best thing to do is take and pre-drill, undersize the hole where the screw is going to go, pre-drill it, and then drill, start slowly, and increase the power, and then the screw will go in properly. That's all part of what you do. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we come back from a break. We're going to talk a little bit more about Build Mississippi and what they're all about. Don't you go away, Buddy Slurk, right here with you at Super Talk.
This weekend, as we celebrate our mothers, make them feel as special as they are. Take them for a delicious meal of catfish. Fried, grilled, broiled, it's all the best. U.S. farm-raised catfish. Visit uscatfish.com for a list of restaurants on the catfish trail, and of course, for wonderful recipes for catfish dishes. Love your mother. Love catfish. Happy Mother's Day from your friends at the Catfish Institute.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
This is Home Ant.
What's a frequency can if it's your density? I was brain dead, locked out, no, not up to speed. I thought I packed you an idiot stream. Tunnel passing from the outside.
Or anything? Yeah. He said he studied.
Yeah, love that song.
All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Hey, Monday the 12th, be a full moon, the flower moon.
Really? Yeah. It's been bright out, you know, when there hadn't been any clouds the last couple of nights.
The last few nights I've been looking at it, like, and I actually was on my deck looking up and went, where? So I called one of the twins out, and I said, get right there, stand on the deck. She went, well, what am I doing out here? I said, look up. She went, oh, my word, that's so pretty.
Did you see the sky yesterday morning? Kind of look north to west. Oh, my God. It's
no,
beautiful.
I didn't see it.
I get to go across the res every day, and you don't get sunrises like that every day. It's every blue moon. You'll get one where it's orange and violets and purples and reds. Yeah. You still got the black sky and the sun cracking.
Oh, man.
Little cloud work usually makes it where you get some of those really cool colors. But, yeah, yesterday was Friday, maybe it was Thursday.
Yeah.
But it was an amazing sunrise.
It's great to
see. I know
see
we had a lot of folks taking pictures of it, sending them in. I'm like, yeah, that's one of the great benefits of being one of the first people to beat the rooster, you know, you get to see that.
Oh, no. Well, I get up early, but I don't look outside very often. I have to take care of the dogs and all. You know, just kind of lollygag around the house for a while before I get going. It's great to
have you had to have a little clearing to see it because it was so low in the sky.
Well, that's around my house, a lot of trees, and I don't get to see a lot of the great sunsets, and I don't get to see a lot of the great sunrises, and I don't really get to see the moon coming up until it's up a little bit.
Right above you.
And that's a shame.
It's like a spotlight on you.
I have to drive a little bit to see the moon rising in some places because it's really, really a gorgeous situation, but that's the way it is. Hey, Revel. I did revel.
You said you were going to talk about Build Mississippi.
What's wrong with me?
It's a gloomy day.
It's a gloomy day. Hey, if you think it's a gloomy day and all you want to do is sit on the couch and watch some TV, come out here and do a radio show. When you get home, let me tell you, you'll be full of yourself.
You're ready to go.
All right.
Looking for things to do then.
Build Mississippi, great, great organization. They care about the future of the Mississippi and the present of the workforce in Mississippi. They are really, really dedicated to make the workforce a unique workforce, that will actually better the state and make the state better. And it is growing all the time. The state is getting more and more recognition nationally because of the things that it's doing right. Mississippi is a great place to be. But Build Mississippi is working towards that goal. They are training anybody who's interested in welding, in high-end electrical work, working on power lines and things like that, Build Mississippi really can make your, you know, work life very, 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 very rewarding. And your paycheck will be worth it, too. You'll be having a good one. Talk with Brent Bean the other day, and we're going to get one of his master installers on as a guest who will represent Build Mississippi because he's a master, teacher over there. And he's actually going to teach his students how to do certain things, and we're going to have him on and talk about that in the next couple of weeks. Brent and I are trying to set that up right now, and we'll get that going. So Build Mississippi, great organization. All right. Atlas. That's what I'm trying to say. Atlas Foundation Repair. Hey,
Tony.
Can you hear me, Tony? I hope so. Tony's always listening. He wants to make sure that your foundation is everything that it should be. If you have a slab foundation on the ground and it needs some work, or it needs leveling, or just needs some work in general, call Tony Arpino at 1-800-256-1010. And he will come out to your place. You can send him pictures, and with that, he can actually do an estimate over the phone sometimes. Sometimes he has to come out and take a look. No problem doing that. Works statewide, any part of the state. Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation will come and take care of your slab foundation any way he can. You call him at 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. They really, really can take care of your problems the way they should be. And they can do a good job in doing that. All right. Well, there's been so much going on with roof shingles, particularly in the insurance industry, that I don't want to get into that a whole lot because I'm not quite sure where they're at today, because they may not be today where they were yesterday. But at any rate, talking about roofing and roof shingles themselves, the industry has come out with a metal roof shingle that looks just like the asphalt shingle and has granules on top of it, and actually is a lot lighter than asphalt roofing and has a very good warranty. There are kind of problems with it in the fact that, yes, it will bend, and yes, it will dent, whereas regular roofing, a hailstorm may actually do some indentation in your asphalt. Well, it'll actually dent your metal roofing and make your metal roofing look like a dented metal roof. You don't want that. But the roofing industry is also working on a roofing material that is going to act as a solar collector, but they have not got that technology where it can be useful in a home right now and actually make our home more energy efficient by using the solar collectors in the roof shingle itself. But that's coming in the future, as is many good things. Things are changing daily as far as technology and what is concerned with building houses. They're building houses even today a lot different than they were a decade ago or two decades ago, using a lot different type of material. A lot of material now they're building with is like a maintenance-free type material. That doesn't mean the house is maintenance-free. Don't confuse those two. But the material, a lot of these fiber cement boards, these hardy plank boards or hardy plank siding or fiber cement siding, very durable, very nice looking, and not going to decay, not going to rot, not going to be affected by insects and mold. But it's a good stuff, hardy plank, really good stuff. But it, you know, that's the way they're trying to do outside of the house nowadays. And they are getting things more and more maintenance-free, but there's no such thing as a maintenance-free house. And anybody who thinks they have a maintenance-free house is thinking wrong.
Yeah, we're not living in the Jetsons era yet.
We hadn't gotten there yet. I mean, yeah, we've got all these robo things and clean our grill and cut our grass and more and vacuum our rugs and all that. But we still have maintenance to take care of in our home. As a matter of fact, as we use like that robo vacuum that you have, well, there's maintenance involved in that. You have to clean it from time to time.
Even the robo lawnmowers, you see, you got to clean that. Everything's going to take a human to clean it, unless you can build a robot to clean it. And then you're going to have a robot to clean the cleaning robot, and so on and so forth. So we're not going to be moved out of the equation. We just, you know, buy a robot.
I was talking to my daughters the other day, the granddaughters, the twins, and I said, hey, "Girls, you know what's going to happen in about a decade or two from now?" And they said, "What?" I said, "Pretty soon, our phones are going to be talking to one another, and they're going to be friends, and we won't even know one another."
Yeah, the phones will know each other. But we
phones will know each other real well. Yeah, I'm Buddy, and I know you real well, but the real Buddy knows nothing about you.
It'll be your avatar. Yeah. Your avatars will be friends, but none of us will know anybody.
There you go. Oh, well, future's coming. Hey, Handyman Show, we do it each and every Saturday at 10 o'clock from 12 o'clock right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. We're here at Super Talk Mississippi, and we hope you turn and tell your friends. Handyman's right here in Super Talk, 10 to 12 Saturday mornings. Join us. Love to have you come on board. See you next week. Bye-bye, buddy. Say bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Farmers. Don't miss the M3 Hilltop Ranch Retirement Auction on Purple Wave. No reserve auction closing May 14th. Featuring John Deere 7 and 8 Series tractors, a 2021 JD W235 wind rower, and more quality equipment in Rogersville, Missouri. Check purplewave.com for inspection details. Upgrade your operation with equipment from a name you trust. Start bidding at purplewave.com. Purple Wave, where community legacy meets farming future.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
This Mother's Day, we celebrate the women who help the world bloom. Green Oak has roses by the dozen, beautiful gift baskets, and cut flower arrangements of her favorite color and variety. Let mom know how special and loved she is. That message is best said with flowers. So this Mother's Day, make sure she has the best by letting Green Oak's design team put together a custom arrangement or gift basket just for her. Visit Green Oak in Jackson, next to Palm Bridges Park, at the Township in Ridgeland, or order online at our new website, greenoakms.com. Happy Mother's Day from all of us at Green Oak.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawlspace Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawlspace can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawlspace, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawlspace into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.